Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org, for Thursday the 3rd of January 2008. The Israeli army attacks the Gaza Strip and kills 8 Palestinians, while in the West Bank, a military operation in Nablus leaves 33 civilians injured. These stories and more coming up, stay tuned. Palestinian sources reported that the Israeli army started an offensive on Thursday morning targeting Khan Yunis town located in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, and 8 Palestinians have been killed. Dr. Mawiyya Abu Hassanein, head of the Palestinian Health Ministry Emergency Department in the Gaza Strip, confirmed 8 people were killed and 38 others were wounded. Among them, 5 were in a critical condition. 5 of those killed are from the Fayyad family. They were killed after Israeli tanks shelled their home.
The shelling of the Gaza Strip, which targeted civilians, including children, has left 8 Palestinians dead, 5 of which from one family, in addition to 37 injured, including 11 children below the age of 17.
On Thursday morning, Israeli tanks, backed with helicopters, invaded part of Khan Yunis town and opened fire on residents' homes. Sources said that Bahoum Abu Lahia was found dead between the debris of destroyed houses after the Israeli army withdrawal from the area. Meanwhile, Al-Qassam Brigade, the armed wing of Hamas, reported that one of its resistance fighters, Munir Barham, 23, was killed when the Israeli helicopters fired 6 missiles at a group of resistance fighters posted in the town of Khan Yunis. Medics said that 12 were injured, 2 critically. In eastern Gaza, an Israeli airstrike killed resident Yasser Helles and wounded a number of others. On Thursday afternoon, in several parts of the coastal region, Israeli army jet fighters attacked homes belonging to resistance fighters and destroyed 5 of them. Palestinian resistance groups in the Gaza Strip issued statements saying that they fired several homemade shells into nearby Israeli towns on Thursday in response to the Israeli attacks. Israeli sources confirmed that 2 shells hit the town of Ashkelon, causing damage but no injuries. In the West Bank, the Israeli army started a military operation in the city of Nablus. Troops attacked the old part of the city, searched homes and opened fire at local youth, injuring 33 of them, 5 critically. From Nablus, Dr. Ghassan Hamdan talked to IMEMC.
Clashes erupted during the aggressive invasion between the occupation forces and the resistant fighters. Over 33 Palestinians were wounded, 4 seriously. The occupation forces also obstructed the work of medical teams and opened fire at ambulances and other medical vehicles.
Also on Thursday, the Israeli army attacked the West Bank cities of Ramallah, Hebron and Bethlehem and kidnapped 28 Palestinian civilians. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org. This report brought to you by Louisa White and Ghassan Benoura.